The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Let's Be Honest with Kristen Cavallari, a podcast all about getting real and open on everything from sex, relationships, reality TV, wellness, family, and so much more. And just a fair warning, there will probably be some oversharing. 'Cause I got all the power, yep. Welcome in to Let's Be Honest. I'm your host, Kristen Cavallari. Justin Anderson is back.
I am back. Are you cold?
Are my nipples hard?
You know, the skin on your breast. Yeah.
I keep my house so cold. I'm freezing.
Our house is always freezing, so I'm like not noticing that, but your skin was like taut.
I kind of want to open up the door. It's actually like 80 degrees outside. Nashville,
it's so nice.
The weather has been amazing. I was laying out all weekend. I opened up my pool. The kids and I were out. It was great.
There's like this small little window in Tennessee, though. It's like from right now until maybe June.
Yeah.
Like, it gets so hot here. That's the one thing I noticed about Tennessee is it's like there's not a lot of pool days here. Like, the summer is not. You had one pool party where I was like, no one went outside.
So hot.
Everyone was inside in the air conditioner. I was like, wait, y'all don't go outside here?
It was
Why
so
isn't anyone
hot.
In the pool?
You want to know what else is funny about that pool party? Jackson cranked the pool heater up, so my pool was literally 100 degrees.
Oh,
so it wasn't even refreshing.
It was such a
it's a hot tub pool.
No one was outside. Everyone was in the house. I remember being like, this is not a pool party.
No.
Like, go outside.
Everyone go outside. I know, it's true. Nashville does get really hot. But yeah, so right now, like yesterday, we laid out and it was perfect. It was perfect.
The weather's insane right now.
What I want to tell you what else I did, what I've been doing the last few days. So, you know, on TikTok, there'll be these like beauty hacks, right? So I have...
Oh my God, I fall into all of these.
All of them.
By the way, my whole routine is from TikTok
Same
now.
Same with me. Okay, wait, so I have a little bit of pigmentation on my forehead. It's gotten better. Remember, it was like kind of bad a year ago? Well, they said if you rub a potato...
I just saw a potato in your bathroom. I literally was like, "What? Why is there a potato in your bathroom?"
I've been rubbing a potato on my...
No, that is also so old school. I did that when I was a kid.
I've never heard that. Yeah.
Well, they said it would fix acne. I didn't even have acne when I was a kid, but I remember rubbing a potato on my face.
I've been rubbing a potato on my face morning and night. Yukon Gold. I don't even know if it's like a specific potato. I have a Yukon Gold potato, and I wash my face, and I rub it on my forehead. Last night, I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
You got punked. There's no truth to that at all.
I'm throwing my potato out. Oh. You don't think?
No, I don't. But you know what I did last night? Funny you say that. I had snail mucin.
Oh, okay. This is like all the rage right now.
Okay. It's insane.
So what is it?
So it's this like jelly. It's this one product. It's called peach slices or something. Oh. It's like, it's cheap too. Oh. And it's snail mucin. You put it on your skin for like 15 minutes. You take it off. Your pores look insane. You
what?
Look like your skin looks so soft. Anyways,
when you say snail mucin, like the shit on snails.
Okay, here's the thing. Like,
gooey?
I don't know if it's actually coming from that or if that's what they're calling it, you know, but I know I think it is. I think it's something from snails, but I don't think they harm
How
the snails.
Pedophile, I was just going to say.
Yeah, I don't think they harm the snails.
No snails were harmed.
We have to look into it more. But anyways, last
it
night.
It works,
yeah,
though.
While you were rubbing potatoes on, I had snail mucin on my face.
The other thing I've been doing, I actually do think this probably works. Castor oil is like the most amazing oil on the planet for so many things, but they say it helps with fine lines and wrinkles. So I'm fucking slathering castor oil, which is like the thickest oil, all over my face.
And it's
too
dark, right?
Under my eyes. You can get a clear one, but cute, I put it cute under my eyes, in my eyebrows, on my eyelashes, on my forehead.
It's supposed to help your eyebrows and eyelashes grow.
I know. Yeah, it's good with hair growth. So I've been fucking lathering.
You know what else I'm doing?
Too.
This has been around forever, but I really believe in it now. I used to think it was bullshit. Swishing the coconut oil in your mouth.
Yeah, oil pulling.
Yeah, TikTok
You've
shop
been doing
really.
That?
Oh yeah, and Kristen. Well, my teeth, I got them fixed, so they look white anyways. Like, I just got my teeth rebonded, so they look good anyways. But, like, your mouth and your breath is so good, and, like, it really helps with your gums.
I know. It's supposed to be amazing.
But it's making my teeth whiter, too. Swishing with coconut oil. And there's
one
brand that I bought on TikTok shop.
You know, they say that teeth whitening strips are, like, one of the worst things you can do.
I believe it 100%.
Do you ever get zingers when you do it? It hurts so bad.
Well, so when I was just at my dentist recently, he was like, I want to whiten your bottom teeth. And I was like, I can't wipe my teeth. For, like, 2 weeks after, I just get shocked out of nowhere. Like, I'll be walking down the street, and it's like, what the fuck is that? Like, it's so bad. But I think some people are more sensitive than other people.
Yeah.
But the coconut oil, like, I believe in it.
Okay, I need to start oil pulling.
Did you ever do it?
For 5 seconds. Or, like, you know what I mean? There was, like, a short, short phase in my life.
So the one that I tried years ago, it was, like, a really thick consistency oil. And it got, like, messy and it was annoying. There's this new brand. I'll send you the link to it. That it's so easy. I do it, like, when I'm in the shower. You're not supposed to put it down the drain, but I always spit it down the drain. Or I spit it down the toilet. Or I go in the kitchen and spit it into like a towel.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not supposed to put it down like your kitchen's bathroom sink. But I swear by it.
Okay, I'm going to start doing
I'm, like,
that
really
then.
Really into it.
Here's the only thing is like when you're in a new relationship, you know, like me, I can't be lathering castor oil all over my entire face and then getting in bed and I'm like, hey, and rubbing potatoes on my forehead.
You know what else I did the other night from TikTok? I did the tape my mouth shut. That didn't work
no,
at all.
That's fucking real. I've done it to my kids too. Are you a mouth breather at night?
I'm actually not. I don't breathe
then
out.
It doesn't matter. Did it come really? Off of you?
It was on my eye. Like I woke up and it was like on my eye, like an eye patch. Like it was on. But also I was like, what is the one thing that I will say about it is like, I think people who sleep with their mouth open, like it dries your mouth. That's why people wake up. Like I don't have morning breath. Like my mouth is closed all night.
You're an angel.
Yeah.
I'm perfect.
I also eat a lot throughout the night. I go out to the kitchen like twice a night. Yeah, last night at 3 a.m.
Every night. You wake up hungry?
Wake up starving. Like, I'll go to bed at, like, last night I went to bed at 8:30. Woke up at 1 a.m., went out to the kitchen, had a little snack. Woke up at 4 a.m., went out, had a little snack, and then I finally got out of bed at 6.
What time do you eat dinner? Is it, like, right before you go to bed? You guys eat late.
We've been eating late lately. Why? What's up with that?
So, when I go to bed with a full stomach, I wake up, like, starving.
Oh, really?
I don't know what that's about, but
you know what? It doesn't freak me out because it makes me feel like my system is burning.
Your metabolism.
Yeah. And I've been like, lately, I've been waking up in the hottest sweats. Like, I'm working out in my sleep.
Look at you. I'm jealous.
Yeah, in my dreams, because my dreams have been really active lately. Like, I've been partying a lot because I haven't been partying in my real life, but I love to party. So, in my dreams, I've been like partying. Like, last night, I didn't want to wake up from my dream. Like, we were dancing so hard. You were there.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. It was fun. You and I were having a lot of fun. I think because everyone's at Coachella and I'm jealous right now, but I woke up drenched in sweat.
You're dancing.
Yes,
and
I
wonder if you're moving in your sleep. Like I got a little beat going.
Yeah, but the mouth taping, I don't know.
Well, they say, I mean, if you look at before and after photos, because it's kind of a hot thing right now with kids' dental, if you go to like a holistic doctor or dentist. And so I've seen before and after photos, and it actually helps with like your jawline and
everything.
That's
the part I like.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've tried doing it to all of my kids. Same thing. They wake up and it's everywhere. But like Sailor is a mouth breather. And so I'm trying to get her to not do that. Right. But I don't know how you really fix that without the mouth tape. I'm a big believer though in it is not good to be a mouth breather. I believe in that hype.
Well, yeah, I mean, who wants to be friends with the mouth breather? That's weird. Napoleon Dynamite. Like no one loves a mouth breather.
Well, don't tell Sailor that.
Oh, bless her heart.
Bless her heart. She'll grow out of it. She's got a permanent retainer, and I think that kind of fucks
But
her.
Also, I think some people with really big teeth, they're just naturally... I mean, I don't know if Sailor's teeth are big for her.
I don't think she's got, like, abnormally large teeth.
No, but, like, I mean,
anything.
Napoleon Dynamite. Let's take him. Right. Like, his teeth were always... Like, he never could really close his mouth.
Yeah.
So then imagine those people sleeping at night.
Their mouth is open. Those people are snoring, too. Like, I can't do that. Sorry. If I couldn't date someone that snored, by the way, I'd have to sleep in a different bedroom.
You're probably a snorer then.
I'm not. I don't even move. I literally.
How do you know?
I am like this because people.
You record yourself?
Yeah.
You would.
Time lapse.
Just to see how good you look. You have a ring light on. Oh my God.
Can you imagine? No, I mean, I've got a kid in bed with me a couple times a week.
No, you would know if you were
snoring. I would fucking know.
Scoot talks a lot in his sleep.
Does he?
Giggles. Like full on jokes. He like giggles. Oh, you don't know what happened tonight? Okay, so I don't like TV before bed. So like I like to get into bed and it's like a whole routine. Like the minute my head goes down, I pass out. I don't want TVs going, sounds, whatever. So Scoot does the iPad, like the little iPad. He like turns
like
over on his side. Yeah, and he has like his earphones in and he watches The Walking Dead.
No.
Which I'm like, who goes to bed watching The Walking Dead? Like I have to watch Saved by the Bell or Friends before bed. Like those are the only things that I could watch. But he watches The Walking Dead. We fell asleep the other night. He always falls asleep with it blaring in his ear. Kristen, he sleeps with it blaring in his ears.
How?
Okay, so the other night we all fall asleep And on his Walking
we
Dead,
we all fall asleep.
Well, it's like Clark, Kevin, me, Scoot. We're all
the whole family.
Kevin, our dog, sleeps on my head. And on the Walking Dead, he had left it on. There was like this gnarly fight scene, like a screaming, like all these men screaming, like whatever. I thought it was happening right outside of our house. Me and Kevin, my dog, jumped up. Like Kevin started barking like crazy,
oh
or whatever.
My
and I was
God.
Looking around. I thought someone was right outside our window, like trying to break in. I was like shaking Scoot, and then I realized it was his earphones. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Scoot? Like, you have to turn this stuff off. Like,
Oh my God.
It was such a jarring way to be woken up. And Scoot's so sweet. He's like, what's going on? What's going on? I'm like, your Walking Dead is on. Like, you hear what you're listening to. Like, there's like the most gruesome murder scene happening ever.
Walking Dead.
I thought it was right outside our window.
It has to be so silent for me to sleep. Like, one little thing wakes me up. It has to be pitch black and silent. Otherwise, I can't sleep.
You know why? Because you and I are always on the defense. Like, I hear one little sound, I jump out of bed. Yeah.
Well, mine is when I became a mom. My sleep has never been the same. Yeah, I used to sleep through fucking tornadoes. And now, like, one little thing. I think you're just programmed as a mom to wake up for little noises.
Yeah, and I'm just protective by
you're
nature.
You're just defensive as fuck.
I feel like everyone's out to get me. What's
always,
going on?
Always on alert. Okay, let's talk about Urban Stems. Urban Stems is a nationwide floral delivery company, and they're asking you to leave moms alone this Mother's Day, because what moms really want is just some peace and quiet and some flowers. Urban Stems Mother's Day collection is thoughtfully curated to give mom the cherished gift of alone time. Unlike many of their flower competitors, every bouquet is designed in-house and on trend. Every delivery includes a personalized note to your recipient, thoughtfully designed packaging, and a 100% happiness guarantee. You can shop by color, by price range, or flower type at urbanstems.com, making it really easy and user-friendly. Choose from a vast selection of bouquets, plants, and unique gifts. Urban Stems offers various floral subscriptions, perfect for ensuring fresh beauty year-round. This Mother's Day, let the flowers do the talking. Give mom her flowers, leave her alone, and let her enjoy a moment of uninterrupted tranquility. Guys, I can't say enough good stuff about their bouquets. I have some in my house right now. They are so beautiful, so fresh, and the fact that they are just delivered right to your door makes life really easy. So you're definitely going to want to check them out. And don't forget, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, May 12th. You can visit urbanstems.com/honest to see some of their top picks. Just be sure to order in time by using code HONEST for 15% off your purchase. Again, that's code HONEST for 15% off your purchase. Okay, guys, let's talk about makeup brand Say. They are an award-winning and sustainable makeup brand sold exclusively at Sephora. Say has several award-winning bestsellers, including Best of Allure winner Slip Tint SPF 35 Tinted Moisturizer, Dew Blush, and Glowy Super Gel. Say is best known for makeup essentials that deliver their iconic signature Say Glow, an effortless, no-makeup makeup look with nourished, happy skin and a lit-from-within glow. That is my personal favorite look, that the no makeup makeup look. I love. Each makeup product is packed with good for you ingredients. They also leave out over 2,000 ingredients deemed potentially harmful to skin. I love this brand. Glowy Super Gel, their number one bestseller, and it's TikTok viral, is the ultimate effortless, no makeup, makeup glowing product. It's a multi-use illuminator that hydrates and brightens skin for a fresh, dewy look. Say less. When applied, skin immediately feels refreshed and looks lit from within without chunky glitter or shimmer. I have also a lot of their cream blushes and their lip glosses, and they're just the texture of them is great. They're not heavy. They don't feel like they're clogging your skin. And their colors are really beautiful, especially right now for spring and summer. All of their bright pinks I've been loving. Okay, guys. So if you want to get Say, you can shop now at Sephora. If you want that really glowy, dewy, effortless look, Say is going to be your go-to brand. So again, if you want to find them, you need to go to Sephora. Okay, wait, so you mentioned Coachella. So Do you have FOMO when you see all the pictures from Coachella? You went to Coachella back in the day, right?
I like love Coachella more than anything in the entire world. So yeah, I don't have FOMO. Like I genuinely don't want to be there, but I had the best time ever when I was there. I hate when people my age are like Coachella, like these people like going there, like they make fun of it. I'm like, unless you've gone and you realize like it's such a special event.
It's
like
really fun.
When you're there, there's I've never had that much fun at like a festival situation or like being with all your friends. Like it's such a good time. At this point in my life, you know what I would do? I would love to go. Oh my God, it'd be so fun to go when your kids are older and we go
that
with them and we do the adult version.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you have a house that's close to the ground, go over on a golf cart. We would do like reasonable partying.
Yeah, we say that.
But at this point, I kind of feel like I'm like on the in between.
No, I know. But it Coachella, I mean, God, I probably went in 2006 and 7 or like around there. It was two of the best weekends of my life.
You know what I just thought about recently, though? I feel like for people who are celebrities or these influencers, it kind of has turned into work now. Like they have to go and they have to be photographed and they have to be seen. And you did that.
Well, we would go and there was just some paparazzi, but it wasn't. So Coachella, when it first started, was not what it is today.
It was way smaller.
Now it's all these brand deals and people are getting paid to go to this house, that house, blah,
like,
blah,
that sounds like a nightmare to me.
That sounds like a nightmare. Like if I'm going to a festival, I want to go and just have fun.
I want to be blackout.
Same with me.
I want to like do my yearly drugs. Yeah. I want to like party with my friends. I want to like not worry about anyone else. Like I loved having my shirt off and just dancing for like 10 hours straight.
The freedom. Like, and I think, isn't Coachella 2 weekends now? Like it was never 2 weekends before.
No, it's 2 weekends now. And the first weekend is like, I think second weekend is more like calm.
Which is how it probably used to be.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like everyone goes and I think does a lot of the work stuff the first weekend.
You know what I'm doing?
Stagecoach.
I invited you.
I know. I'm just like not in that point in my life. I was just telling you, I'm coming out of my depression. I'm coming out of my hibernation.
Your depression era.
My depression era.
You'll be back just in time for summer.
Exactly.
But okay, so did you see, what celebrities did you see from Coachella? So, what?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
I know.
And it made me so happy because I don't think people realize, you guys, like Taylor Swift in a mob of people, like that doesn't happen a lot. So I like was smiling so big for her. She said one time in an interview, like something she's always wanted to do is just go to Coachella and be with her friends. She said this in an interview one time. They were like, what's one thing that you wish you could do that you haven't done or maybe you haven't been able to do because you're such a big celebrity? And she said Coachella. So now all these pictures of her and Travis in the middle of this crowd just having fun together, I wanted to cry for it. It was like the cutest thing ever.
I know. Yeah, I think it really speaks to how safe she feels with him. Like she's just really comfortable in his arms. And yes, there are bodyguards around and stuff. And I just feel for them though, because yes, it's amazing she could go and experience that. Everyone was taking videos and pictures of them though.
All the
pictures.
So
it's like you just got, and it's really hard to tune it all out. But I think when you are like in your little love bubble, it's a lot easier too. So I thought they were just so fucking cute.
Some of these videos on TikTok, because there's all these people like sharing these videos that they got or whatever. And it's like, it feels gross to watch because it's like, you see, they're partying, they're drinking. You know, I don't know what they're partying, but they're definitely drinking.
I would like to know what drugs they're on, if any. I would love to know that. Just tell us.
But imagine like in your hardest partying, having that many videos of you.
I know.
Like circulating around. Like, I don't ever want to see a video of me like.
On drugs.
No, or just partying like that. Like,
I know.
Drunk. And like, you're like.
I had a bunch back in the day.
You're being sexy and then you see a video of yourself and you're like.
Do you want it? Okay, wait. One time I had been like, I was at a pool party. I was day drinking all fucking day. I was at some hotel in LA. And my friend, I thought we were all leaving. So my friends walk out. They put me in a cab. They're like, 1 second, I'm going to go get one of our other friends. Okay, so I'm in the back of a cab car, fucking hammered, and there's all these paparazzi.
No.
What do? Roll down the window. No. Start talking to the paparazzi. Like, what are you doing? Roll your window back up. Just hammered. Just like, hey.
That's so you,
like,
though.
Why? And then I'm like, leave me alone.
I hate the paparazzi.
Ew,
get away.
Leave me alone. It's just like, why? Oh my God, why? There should never be cameras around.
That's like a paparazzi's dream, though. When a celebrity gives into that.
Oh, yeah. Or like coming out of a club, like, I need some money for a cab. Like, I get real sassy when I'm drunk. Give me money. Give me money.
You're telling me, like, I don't know.
Oh, really? Do you?
Yeah, so everybody's out there, like all the big celebrities. It's exciting.
Everyone's doing it.
There was this picture of Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber. Oh, how cute. That's their names together because they're married. Right, Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber. And she was walking and she was dressed like she had a scarf on her head with this like big...
She had a hat on. Scarf over it, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And they in the tabloid thing that I saw, they were like, Hailey Bieber wears grandma chic. I'm like, bitch, that's not grandma chic. First of all, if anyone else was wearing that, we'd be like, what's wrong with her? Is she okay? Like, she was dressed like a lunatic. Like it, they tried to label it as like grandma chic, like it was a new style. Like, I hate how everything in these tabloids is like they're trying to pick up on a new trend. Like,
I know.
No, she's a mess.
Well, you want to know how I took that? I really took it like she was trying to be incognito as much as possible.
Well, everyone's going to look at you if you're dressed like that. I'm sorry, you're in the desert. It's 110 degrees. You're wearing a huge baggy jacket with a hat and a scarf over it. Like, people aren't going to be like, oh, that's just Becky. Oh, that's no one.
Well, like, you're also with Justin Bieber. Like, everyone's going to know it's you.
That's the quickest way to get attention on you.
And there's bodyguards and shit. But I really did. Because why else would you wear that? I really took it so she could, like, tune everybody else out and hopefully hide a little bit. That's how I took it.
She should have just worn a onesie.
But by the way, at that point, wear a fucking wig and really commit. You know I want to do that
that's
so bad.
Dream.
All I want to do is wear, like, a short black wig. You, me, everybody get dressed up and just go out and just get fucking wild.
You want to get wild.
I want to get so wild with not one person recognizing me. Titties out.
No, I don't think that that disguises people. The one thing I do understand, like when celebrities go out into a big place and they wear glasses the whole time, that makes sense to me because you don't want to have eye contact constantly.
Yeah.
Not because you think you're better than people. But I think that like when you are a celebrity like that, the minute you make eye contact with someone, they take it as an opportunity to come up and say hello.
It's so true.
So that's why I think a lot of really big celebrities wear glasses, not because they think they're too cool or they don't want to like look at anyone or whatever. Yeah. I think it's because the minute you make eye contact with someone, it kind of opens
it's
up a barrier to be like, oh my God, I love you. Or like, you know,
and if you're fucked up too.
Oh yeah, if you're fucked
at
up.
Coachella,
for sure.
I saw a lot of sunglasses. Just saying.
Just saying. Show us what's under there. Take your glasses off.
Let me see your pupils.
I saw the cutest video ever. I love Paris Hilton so much. I mean, you spent a lot of time with her.
She looks good.
She looks insane.
She's the best out of everybody, I think.
Because she looks like herself, too. She hasn't changed her face with fillers. Like, it looks like Paris Hilton, but the most preserved version ever.
And
like,
she's, what, 40?
She's not aging at all.
Amazing.
But I saw this video of her walking that somebody else had shot, and all these, like, people came up to say hello, and they were all excited or whatever. The way that she was interacting with them was so sweet. But then her husband, this new guy that a lot of people don't know much about, I don't know much about him. The way he treated these fans was so cute.
I saw this video.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
He like he was making sure that they were getting in front and like everything. Like, those are two really good people.
I agree. Yeah. Yes. I like Paris a lot. She
partied with her.
I did. And she, I think people know this now, but she's way smarter than she ever gave herself credit for, or like she dumbed herself down for her whole shtick, her whole like persona. And by the way, I just kind of, I don't know why, I just want to say this. I do feel like everybody creates a persona to some degree, whether it's just on social media or on a podcast or whatever. Like, I don't think anyone can just be 100% themselves publicly because it's such an unnatural thing. You know what I mean?
No,
so like doing an interview, you're not, it's not just like you and me sitting in my kitchen, like ever.
No, you have to kind of like disconnect a little bit from like reality because it's, that's weird to have someone asking you a bunch of questions about yourself and to act like you take yourself that seriously. Yeah. So I think kind of playing into a little bit of a character. The one thing that I don't think these people can escape from is like, you can't fake being a good person.
100%.
Or like that's why I'm saying like Paris Hilton, you can tell she's a solid good person.
I agree.
Like a really good person to her core. And a lot of times when these people are faking that they're sweet or that they care about their fans, you can't fake that.
No, you
that
can
always
tell.
Gets exposed.
You can tell.
Like that stuff is what gets exposed.
I know, that is true. Okay, I wanna, there's something else that I saw that just kind of was like, what the fuck? Okay, this is my issue with the media today or pop culture or whatever, is so Tyler Cameron is doing press right now because he has a show coming out and he did an interview and someone had asked him about Montana and I. And he said, here I have the quote actually. What he said was, I love it. Kristen's so much fun. I think her boyfriend is going to have a great time with her. She's an amazing woman and I'm sure she's going to teach him quite a few things. So the headlines and how everyone took that was it was teach him things in the bedroom. Like, I'm sexually going to be teaching Mark a bunch of stuff. And it's like, that is not what he was talking about at all. And that's the kind of stuff that just pisses me off is like, oh, okay, because now you guys are making it about the bedroom. That's going to get a lot of clicks. That's how you bait everyone into reading this fucking stupid story that's not even a story. And I know what he was talking about. He has said to me in the past that he learned a lot from me about the entertainment world and just like how I handle stuff. And that's what he is referencing. It has nothing to do with sexually. Also, Tyler has way more class than to talk about me sexually like that when referencing my new boyfriend.
Also, Tyler's such a good guy, and he's so smart to that world. It's so interesting, like, how much Tyler gets asked about you, though.
I know.
But, and he handles it in such a good way. Like, he's so respectful. Like, I've seen him on interviews, like on red carpets where they've asked him stuff, like quick clips on TikTok. I see everything on TikTok. But it'll always, like, people ask him all the time about you because you guys had that moment or whatever, but he's so respectful
always.
And you can tell that him and you have so much respect for each other. Mm-hmm. But it's, they're always looking for that weird little, like, dirty negative spin.
It's so cool. You know, and how do you make something that's actually, like, so nice and positive and turn it into something sexual? Like, I just think it's so dirty.
And it sucks because it's like, clearly Tyler's trying to say something positive and be cool. You know, and so there's no winning there. But had he also said something like, no comment, I don't want to talk about Kristen, he'd look like a douche that took himself too seriously.
Yeah.
So there's like no winning in that situation.
That's why, like, it's so hard.
Those headlines bother me so much. But I feel like people understand that now. Everyone knows that it's like all this like clickbait stuff to get you to look at an actual.
People do get that, I will say. Yeah.
The reason that we were even talking about any of this stuff is because you and I were talking about, like, I love pop culture. I love Hot Topics. I love the idea, like, I'm not celebrity obsessed, but I love, like, current things happening. I think it's exciting, it's fun or whatever. But, and there's such a big thing on TikTok and Instagram right now. Like, everyone wants to take topics and, like, dissect them in their own way.
Yeah.
And you and I have, like, we'll constantly call each other and, like, look at this. Like, the way that some of these people describe it on social media, like, first of all, they're so wrong. Or
they have no idea
of what's actually happening. And these accounts are also themselves trying to rage bait people to get people to fight in the comments or to get people to look at their page or whatever. And, like, we were just talking about how, like, how annoying it was. Like, so much of this stuff is designed to get us to pay attention and to fight about the dumbest stuff.
Well, and I'm just going to use Tyler as an example because it is close to home for me. And this is one I obviously know what the fuck I'm talking about on. Where, okay, so now the headlines are that it's, you know, this whole sexual thing. So no one does any research or fact checking or figures things out. So if people really wanted to give this thing some legs, and I'm not saying this story is going to take off, I'm just saying this is how it happens in general, is now people are going to comment on that. So let's say someone is going to go talk about that on their podcast. They're going to say, oh my God, he was talking about how Kristen's going to teach her new boyfriend some sexual stuff. Like, I wonder what it is. Like, when it's nothing to do with that, but now that's the conversation that takes off. So that's my issue with it, is now everyone is commenting on something that's not even fucking true, that didn't even happen, but that's what happens. It just snowballs and snowballs, and it's a completely fake, irrelevant story.
That is exactly how it happens. You need to calm your blood pressure.
I know. I am.
Take it down a little.
I'm triggered.
Yeah, which you should, because you've seen it for so long. And that's what we were talking about, is like, you get annoyed by this stuff because you see it happen over and over. Yeah. And the way that people fall for it. The thing that drives me the most crazy is, like, the comments, like the way that people in the public fall for it. And they, like, start, like, fighting with each other. Like, it's so weird how it's like that game is set up for you to do exactly that. And then you fall into it. And the way people get so hateful, it's like, you guys, these are people. Like, these are stories about people going to Coachella and, like, walking a red carpet and asking a funny question. Like, you don't need to fight with each other in the comments. Like, no, he actually meant that. Like, he's obsessed with Kristen.
It's like, you actually have no fucking idea what you're talking
about.
Okay,
calm down. Take it down a notch, Cavallari.
That is, like, the one thing that just drives me crazy, and is when it's so inaccurate.
Yeah.
That's just the thing. What are the other hot topics at the moment?
One...
Oh, okay.
No, you go.
No,
ahead.
Bring it. No, you.
No, you.
No.
Ladies first.
No.
No, I want to see if we're thinking the same thing.
Say it. I'll tell you.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, no. Okay, bring that up.
Okay, so the other day I was looking through and I wrote to Kristen. I was like, this is so annoying how this happened. Okay, so
it's not bad that I'm talking about it. It was already printed.
It's printed.
Yeah. Okay. So there was an article saying, like, Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock visit this plastic surgeon in Connecticut, like in Greenwich, Connecticut. Yeah. And this guy's plastic surgery center is like in a house and like it's very discreet or whatever. So they had pictures of Sandra Bullock and Jennifer Aniston walking out of it together. They were talking about that was press for the plastic surgeon.
100%.
So that plastic surgeon called when they had an appointment to come in for a consultation. Like, clearly nothing happened. They didn't walk out in bandages or whatever. But they'd come in to check out the space or whatever. And they got photographed when they were leaving. And I was like, that dirty, dirty
fuck
doctor called it in. Because there's no one. And the way I love Jennifer Aniston, I consider her a friend. And I know Jennifer doesn't play the paparazzi game.
Yeah,
she's And by the way, Jennifer would never need to call.
She doesn't need
She doesn't need that attention. And she really.
Also, especially for something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for something
she's
like
not
that.
Going, yeah.
She's very, very private. And Jennifer hates the whole like photography paparazzi thing. And like, so that, I was like, that doctor called that in.
100%.
That is so dirty to try and get press.
I know. People are scumbags, man. Also, they won't go there now, so you're an idiot.
Yeah, but he's probably getting...
But he'll probably
He's booked out for years now.
I know.
I was like, what can I get done there? The place looked beautiful. They had like a campus where like you get your work done and then you can stay there and they take care of you. I love that.
I love that.
When I want to get some serious plastic surgery, if you can
What would you do? Should we do facelifts in 10 years?
Oh my God, together matching ones?
Yeah, matching facelifts.
Yeah, because
so we can look like twins.
Well, because I'm so freaked out by filler and Botox now. Like, it freaks me out. I think you have to do like the tiny little like tucks and stuff. That's a whole other thing we could talk about.
I do want to have that conversation. You know who I'm having on the podcast is Dr. Unger. The big plastic surgeon in Nashville is going to come on. So maybe you come in for that one. That'd be a fun one.
Oh, let's ask him all of our questions.
Yeah, okay, okay. Because I want to do, because similar to you, instead of like doing the Botox filler route, I think in my head, it just makes more sense to do a facelift and I don't know, 10 years.
I've seen the way that people look the best and it is like when they do the little tucks and you're not trying to alter the way that your face looks. You want to make your face look like it did 20 years ago,
right.
Not like a new face. Like you look at Madonna, that doesn't look like her anymore. And I know, like I did all that filler and Botox shit. I can't even look at photos of that anymore. Like my face looks so, and I didn't know.
I know.
When you're doing it, you don't see it on yourself because you see your face every day. So you get used to it. I thought that was my face. Like, wow. No, I don't have any work done.
I need more.
And now when I look back on pictures, like I looked like a crazy person.
I know. No, I think it's so obvious when people get stuff done. And it's,
Okay, what was the topic that you were
going to talk
about?
This actually kind of goes with what you're talking about is I saw a headline about Miley Cyrus's teeth. And it was a dentist commenting on how she got her new smile, right? And here's the thing, because there's always those articles about a plastic surgeon weighing in on, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so, and then a dentist talking about all these teeth. Those get so reckless, it's not even funny. I don't think that that should be allowed, because these people, they obviously know plastic surgery techniques and whatnot. It's, you don't actually know what someone has done, and I've been accused of a lot of stuff over the years that is not fucking true. And that it pisses me off because you guys don't know. You're just assuming.
Well, and then if you address it, everyone's like thinking that you feel like you got caught or whatever. Once again, there's no way to win. So wait, was it Miley's actual dentist saying this is what I did on her?
No.
Ew, I hate
That's
those
what
accounts.
I'm saying.
Okay, I hate those accounts so much.
Yeah.
So on Instagram, they'll have these accounts where also they'll show a picture of, I just saw this morning, they showed Chris Hemsworth 10 years ago and then now, and there was 500 comments of people being like, he got an eyebrow lift, he's getting, and it's like, no, he aged.
That's my thing. Like, why don't you guys all go take a picture of you at 17 to 37? There's a massive difference. I don't give a fuck who you are. No one looks the same.
Yeah, your face changes so much. Oh my God, everyone's gonna think that we're like lying right now. Like
I'm literally, if we had a bunch of fucking work done, we wouldn't be talking
I'm saying that it's like, no, I'm with you, but like the way that they critique these people's faces, I'm like, they aged.
And also, they do different smiles. If I'm smiling really fucking big, my nose looks crazy in photos. Like I know that in certain angles. And then you take one of me going, well, yeah, my face looks different.
Well,
it looks fucking different.
You know
different.
What I hate is when something becomes trendy and then that's all you see in the comments. Mm-hmm. It's like, Ozempic.
Accused me of Ozempic.
Like, you going on Ozempic. First of all, you won't take Advil.
Literally.
Like, you're going to take Ozempic to lose weight. But, like, I hate when we learn, like, these, like, catchphrases and then all of a sudden that's all people talk about. You guys, like, some people do lose weight, you know, like I'm up 20 pounds right now, by the way, but it's called depression and I'm gonna lose it for summer. but I'm not going to do Ozempic. I know how to lose it. Over, but I hate when people get obsessed with it. They also did it with, do you remember buccal fat removal?
Yeah.
Where people,
everyone had it.
Yeah, so literally they'd show a picture of freaking Margot Robbie at 19 and Margot Robbie at 31. And they and everyone's like, buccal fat,
baby
buccal fat.
Fat.
Like,
no, you have lost baby fat at age 19. You don't come into your face until like 25, 30.
Exactly. Like your face changes so much. I didn't even have a jawline until I was 30.
I kind of didn't really either.
I don't remember your jaw because I always I always have to
go and look at photos. I had baby fat. I mean, I had baby fat big time.
When you have baby fat on your face, it looks completely different.
I was also 20 pounds heavier too.
But also, I mean, this is going too deep, but this is stuff that you and I love. When you cut gluten out of your diet, I don't eat gluten anymore. Yeah. My face looks totally different. Yeah. All of the inflammation in your face goes down. I also...
Well, wait. My face has always changed with my weight too.
Oh,
always. 100%.
But also
I look
about
better
diet.
With a little weight on.
Think about diet.
Your face does. Yeah. Oh, well, and diet, 100%.
Like,
diet
I eat sushi,
everything.
I look like a different person next day.
See, it doesn't affect me like it affects you.
Sodium doesn't affect you, which is
really
so weird.
Me. Yeah.
You could, like, lick a salt lick all day long.
I would. I do. Sometimes I just take salt and put it in my mouth.
I'll look at salt and I get bloated. It's so annoying. Beer is my favorite thing in the world.
I
but
love that
when
about
I was a big
you.
Beer drinker, I love beer so much. I want to drink beer every single day. Big as a house. Like, I drink one beer and my face is moon face the next day.
Beer, beer kind of affects me too. I actually love beer too. Like, one or two. I can't be like slamming beers all night. But yeah, I don't like, also, like, whatever, whoever that dentist was or these plastic surgeons, like, fuck you. You're just trying to capitalize. I don't like people that try to capitalize on other people when you have no idea what you're talking about. It'd be different if it was her dentist. Fine.
I think it's so rude. I also just think it's really tacky. I would never go to a dentist that was doing celebrity chat on TikTok.
Interviews?
Like, where they're trying to dissect people's faces. But the thing, again, that makes me the most mad is, like, the conversation that they start up in the comments. Like, people, like, ripping these people's faces apart and stuff. It's, like, it's just so bizarre.
It's gross.
But I think it's tacky. I mean, me, I was, like, I did hair color forever. I would never go on and be, like, so-and-so's hair looks brassy. I think that she should blah, blah, blah. Or, like... I guess that's not really a good example. It's different when you do hair because you could talk about hair and fashion, but like the plastic surgery.
Or like I saw someone was like, everybody in Hollywood does Botox. It's like, actually, most people do. But no, I'm sorry. I don't. I don't do fucking Botox.
Blood pressure.
I know. How should I say that? I don't.
No, I'm kidding. I love your passion. I don't want to take your passion away.
You know what?
I just love how.
What if I was just so monotone all the time?
It would be so boring. My favorite thing is how worked up you get.
So easily.
Yeah, that's our whole friendship, by the way.
It is. But that's just fucking reckless to say everybody does something or everyone did this or she did this. It's like, you don't know.
But why do you think that people are so obsessed with that? Does it make them feel better to be like, if someone looks good, to be like, they have Botox?
Yep. Makes them feel better about themselves. Yeah, the only reason she looks good is because of whatever.
Yeah, I don't like when people do that. Just like people in general.
Then, how come you don't look like that after you get Botox?
Ooh.
Because everyone does it, apparently. So
sassy.
Oh, fuck, man. It's not. And by the way, like, if we want to go down that road, Megan Fox is the only person that just popped in my head for some reason.
She just listed off everything she did.
Which I respect, except for one thing. I want to know what she was gatekeeping. Did you see that? She said she's going to gatekeep one thing. I don't know. I'm going to ask Dr. Unger what he thinks it was.
Vagina tightening.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know what else it would be. It has to be, especially after kids and stuff.
You know what's so weird is she is stunning, right? But she is getting to the point where she's almost doing too much.
I agree.
She looks like one of the Kardashian type people. Like, it's like, it's too much stuff
is
happening.
She was the most beautiful.
She's stunning. She'll always be stunning. And I don't care. People could do whatever they want. They can make themselves look like a kitty cat if they want.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing.
Yeah, they look like cats. When you get so much work, you start to look like a cat.
It's the filler in here, I think, that just really messes with people.
It really is. But I liked that she was being honest about it. I think most people are getting more honest about what they do.
Yeah,
that's the thing. And but I don't think it's enough for the public. Like, everyone
nothing
like,
will ever be
no
enough.
Everyone's like, no, they got a head transplant, no, they got
no,
like
literally.
They got everything done,
no, literally,
like, so that
but that's my point is, like, but you know, regular people do all of this stuff too, so
almost more. You want to know what's so weird? When I moved to Nashville, I think people do more work here than in LA.
I
think I see more plastic surgery, extensions,
all the eyelash
extensions, tons of makeup. Nashville's way more than LA. When you walk around LA, it looks really kind of natural. Yeah, people eat really well there. Yeah. It's like everyone looks really healthy there, but they look really natural here. This looks like way more work done.
The girls are very fake here.
Yeah,
very
it's fake wild. Looking. Yeah.
But again, my point is, everyone is doing all the things, right? But yet you don't look like the celebrities. So to sit here and be like, oh, it's because Megan Fox does filler and blah, blah, blah. It's like, then why doesn't everybody look like her? Because everyone's doing it. So no, there is something special about these people. And that's what I hate to see people always trying to diminish celebrities and take away from that.
It's like, I get where you're going.
You know what I'm saying? We're all doing the same shit, apparently, according to the public. So...
okay, I get it.
Do you see what
I'm
saying?
Because now you're kind of taking away their specialness. Yeah. You know, like, no, these people...
Like, the only reason that they look like that is because they do Botox and filler and nose jobs and everything else. But it's like, so does everybody.
Oh, okay, now you hit a home run for me. Now right? I get it. I do. Thank you. I like that.
All right.
Very interesting.
What'd you think I was saying? You didn't know.
I thought you were just taking it personal. I thought you read a bad DM or something.
I'm just over here being offended. I did decide to read my comments like a fucking idiot. And that's when I saw someone accuse me of Ozempic. I was like, I'm done.
You doing Ozempic is the funniest thing in the world to
Dude,
me.
I can't.
Well, I think that also the reason that you get worked up a little bit is because you put the work in, bro. Every meal, like, you are working out. Like, you're really thoughtful with how healthy you eat. Like, your body's always moving.
Yes.
Like, people always ask me because we're friends. They'll be like, what does Kristen do, like, for her body? Like, constantly.
I've got three kids,
what's her
bro.
Workout? I'm like, she never sits down, by the way.
I never do.
Yeah, whatever. So
I never do. And when I do, I'm like, this feels weird. I literally, I never watch TV. Tried to read a chapter out of a book the other night. I was like, this feels
That's
weird.
That's really boring, though. I watch so much TV, and I love it.
I don't watch any TV. I would like to watch TV.
I watch TV for a living, basically. Like, that should be my job.
You should be, like, some sort of a critique, like, a movie, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm
critic,
saying?
TV critic. We're good with words over here.
I work out and I never sit down and I eat healthy and I haven't been drinking that much. That I honestly think is the biggest thing, is like not really drinking a whole lot.
I haven't drank in 2.5 months, except for our one night when we went to the Predators. I had beer, but I haven't drank. I feel so good.
I know. I bet you
I still am going to drink all the time on vacation. Like, I love to let loose on vacation, but at home, I don't want to be hungover anymore.
I hate being hungover.
I don't want to be hungover anymore. Also, like, I don't need it. You know, I've got a great personality. I know how to turn it on.
I need it.
But on vacation, I love to just get hammered. I love getting hammered on vacation.
I wish there was like a magic mushroom pill.
There is. There are really good ones.
Let's talk about a brand that I absolutely love, and that is ZipRecruiter. One thing that I love so much about summer is all of the summer concerts, right? But I'm kind of bougie and I like having really good seats at all the concerts I go to. So I'm the person who is setting my phone alarm for the minute ticket sales go on, and I scoop them up right away, because if I don't, you know, they're gone. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get them instead. It's just like when you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/honest. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. It's also really hard to find talent. If you've ever had to be in the hiring role, then you know that it can be really difficult. And just for me personally, being in Nashville in retail, we don't necessarily have a ton of people with retail experience. However, we have gotten more in the last few years. But using a company like this can really help you, especially when you're in more of a remote area. So guys, definitely check them out. You want to amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That is huge. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free, ZipRecruiter.com/honest. Again, That's ZipRecruiter.com/honest. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Here's another brand that I absolutely love, and that is Skims. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I've always had problems, whether it was with the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims. From cropped silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. You guys know I've been wearing Skims for, I guess, about a year now, and I recently just tried another one of their t-shirts. It's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. My cotton jersey t-shirt is a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's still held its shape. It literally fits like a dream. I can't stop wearing this shirt. A couple of the recent purchases I've made are the cotton jersey t-shirt in bone, which is basically just like a really light creamish color, a great staple. The soft smoothing seamless tee in onyx, which is their black. All my basics are white, a variation of white, you know, cream somewhere in there, black and a couple grays. I don't really have a lot of color in my wardrobe. So you guys, you can also shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. They're now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. I appreciate it. All right, my pet owners, you've heard me talk about them before. You know I love them. That is the farmer's dog. Whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet. The farmer's dog can help keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The farmer's dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. The farmer's dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. I always say it, but we want to take care of our dogs the same way that we would our kids or anybody else that we love. And you guys, my dogs love this food. It's honestly, I've never experienced anything quite like it. I mean, all of my dogs kind of, you know, around dinner time, they start whining a little bit, getting amped up, and then they're all just waiting patiently for the farmer's dogs when we get these little pouches out. It's fun for the whole family. My kids love feeding the dogs because all of their little packages come with their names on them, and it just kind of makes the whole experience fun for everybody. So I can't say enough good stuff about them. And it doesn't matter if your dog is old or young, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more healthy, happy, and full years together. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/honest. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/honest. Go to thefarmersdog.com/honest to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping.
Wait, what's the other topic? This is so fun.
I know this is fun. Okay, well, I'll tell you. So Justin and I decided we were going to do a little celebrity gossip because it's kind of fun, right? But in my normal life, like, I don't pay attention to this stuff. So
I constantly am calling you being like, did you see Bob? She's like, Justin, no, I didn't see it.
I don't pay attention to this stuff.
But I'm obsessed with it. I love it.
Justin's
I want to
obsessed
know everything.
With it. So I decided, okay, we're going to do this. So I went on the Daily Mail, and it's the first time I've ever just, like, scrolled the headlines, right?
Really? I have the Daily Mail app on my phone.
You do?
I have the straight up app.
Oh my God.
Like, I like read comments.
No. See, that to me is just like,
oh,
ugh.
Never look at the comments on the Daily Mail.
Never.
It is the grossest people from the darkest part of the world who comment on the Daily Mail. Like, it is so gross. Like, when people start saying Margot Robbie's ugly, she's not even pretty. Like, I'm like, okay, these people are really fucking crazy.
To comment, you should also have to have, like,
a picture
of
yourself.
Your picture and, like, some stats about you. Tell us a little bit about you.
You know what's funny? When you and I talk about stuff like this, because we've talked about this before, like, when people are negative online, people try to spin it being like, oh, well, now you sound... No, when you are when you are talking about negativity, you're not the negative one. I'm pointing out, like, how ugly that behavior is, and people would be like, oh, but now you're doing it too. No, I'm saying that, like, that is horrible, and we should all continue
to call that out.
You're triggered because you're talking about it. No, it's...
No, not triggered. Well, yeah, I am triggered because I think it's ugly behavior that doesn't belong in the world. Yeah, I think there's no good space for just bashing people constantly.
Because, by the way, nowhere else in the real world can you do something like that. You'd get beat the fuck up in the real world if you went up and talked to someone
Say
like
to
that.
Say to my face!
Like, what? I would fucking deck you so hard. I've just kind of never been in a fight. I'm all fucking bark.
We're not triggered at all.
Say it to my face, bitch! By the way, though, I could murder someone with my words, but I don't know if I could be in a fight. I could.
Are you serious? You would be the best.
I would be the
so
best.
Good.
I'd be the best.
You would scare the shit out of me. Like, if it came to blows with you, I would. Me having to pull you off of somebody, oh my God, that's scary.
I wouldn't stop being
in
jail.
I'm sweating just thinking about it.
I'd be in jail.
Yeah.
But then I would only do if I knew I had backup. Like,
do you think you're calmer now than you used to be, though?
Yes. In my early 20s, I would be looking for fights, I feel like.
So what? You coming back a bunch of piranhas. Is this how it's going to be?
This is how it's going to be? with multiple cameras in my face and a microphone on? Yeah.
Yeah, that was you tame, too. Yeah. You knew you were on camera.
Yeah, I really got to keep it together right now. What changed? I found fucking inner happiness and peace.
Yeah. And you, yeah. Well, and you don't feel like you're...
I got nothing to prove anymore.
Exactly.
I was, you know...
Work, bitch.
I had a lot to prove. But, okay, so I'm scrolling the Daily Mail. And I saw multiple age gaps, y'all, with men. Let's just... Dennis Quaid.
They're going to get mad if we talk about Montana again. Don't.
I'm not talking about Montana. This is a little glaze. We're just a little sprinkle and we're moving on. But did you guys know Dennis Quaid is 70 and his wife is 31? If I didn't know that. Also, I saw another one and I didn't even fucking screenshot it because I was like, oh, there's multiples on here. Interesting. But okay, another story. Did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I do. I've said it a million times. I think people being obsessed with age gaps is so weird to me. Unless there's some illegal stuff happening or somebody's a prisoner. Yeah. But beyond that, it's like if an age gap works, it works. We've beat that one to death.
We've beat it to
death.
We
can't do it. But yes, I'm with you. I see stuff like that and it drives me absolutely
crazy.
Dennis
Quaid is 70 and his wife is 31.
That's a little crazy.
That is a little aggressive to me.
That's 40 years, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
39. Yeah.
Whoa.
That'd be like in 2 years,
but then
a baby
also at a certain
being born.
Point, no, I mean, 7 years. I mean,
but listen.
That's like, does the dick work?
Well, I just think about like sexually. Is she attracted to him?
Well, I'm attracted to him.
Well,
I think Dennis Quaid. You know that? Do you know that? That you know is, that's Scoot's number one crush.
Is it really?
Dennis Quaid is Scoot's. I mean, now he looks a little bit different. He's starting to hit like the older man look. But Dennis Quaid forever. Yeah, so like I get it. He's hot.
No.
Kevin 70?
Costner is mine. If I were like 100%. He still looks good.
I'd bought him for him.
How old is he? I want to look up
how
old
like
he is.
He's like 70.
Is he 70?
Yeah, I think he's honestly 70.
He is like he's mine. Kevin Costner. Oops. I don't even know how to spell his fucking name. He's 69.
Oh, so naughty. I want a 69 with him. Look at us right now. You never grow up. None of us ever grow
ever.
Up. In my head, I'm 24 years old.
I'm
so like,
18.
I probably could hang out with a 24-year-old. You are.
Well, we do.
I didn't even mean to do that. I didn't even mean to do that. But what I'm saying is it's like in your head, we're all like, we don't know.
Just because you get older is like, I still am 18. I just have kids in a bigger house. You know?
Just recently, I hurt my hip. And that reminded me that I'm a little bit older, you know. And Scoot and I tried to do something naughty the other day. And
what?
I felt it. We were having sex.
And you were like, oh my God.
No, I felt it. But I couldn't say anything. I had to act like we were fine. Actually, I was on the bottom.
Why were you on the bottom?
Because I was laying on the bottom and Scoot was like cowboy situation type thing, right? But he put a little bit too much weight into it. And in my head, I was like, good.
You didn't say anything?
No, I didn't say. I tried to act.
You're a champ.
Oh, yeah, I would never.
You're a champ.
I don't ever
want
him to. The daddy's getting a little older. I held it together.
Yeah, no, when you're with someone younger,
yeah,
you
but
can't.
I can't imagine 70. I mean, that's like 30 more years on me.
Yeah, and by the way, like a woman's sexual prime is quite literally in her 30s. So what is his wife going to do? Like, I want to have sex 3 times a day right now.
But I think there are some men who are really, I could have sex
you
all day long, and I don't think it'll go away. Like, it's.
I think you're right about that, actually.
Yeah, so some people are just really sexy. Oh, my God.
It's actually true. You know what? I interviewed this woman. Her name's Keanu Reeves, which is a whole other thing. But she's coming on the podcast, and she did say that there's no real thing as a sexual prime.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, you know, I think
really?
There's just so many different factors that go into it, which that makes a lot of sense to me.
That makes so much sense. I bet when you're really comfortable in yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's knowing yourself, it's a, has a knowing lot to your do with body. Confidence. Yeah, totally. But I think that kind of goes hand in hand with women in their 30s of just like knowing yourself, knowing your body. It took me being single for 4 years and masturbating a lot to really understand my body and what I want and need.
Really?
I mean, I think I got a really developed a really healthy, good relationship with myself. Yeah.
That makes so much sense to me. I've always been sexual, always.
I am like, it's a different
level.
But
it's different
right
for guys.
Now. Yeah, well, I love this era.
Oh my God, you're so horny and you want the world to know it. You're having good sex too. That changes everything. Pick another topic. This is so fun. I want to see what pop stands out to you on. Because I took some screenshots of mine, but mine are like so basic.
Okay, this is my last one. It's Zendaya and her boyfriend Tom Holland silence split rumors as they share rare PDA at the premiere of her steamy new film Challengers. It's like, why is it always they're breaking up if they haven't been making out publicly? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always breakup rumors and, oh, things are better now. Oh, things are on the rocks. Oh, things are better. Like, it's not like that.
See, that's so interesting. You see it that way because that's right. They want to get people to read the article. To me, I was like, who's Zendaya again?
Well, okay, right.
No, but I love Zendaya. She's the one from Euphoria, right?
Yes.
Oh, I like
that. You love
that.
Her.
Yeah.
You love her. And he's Spider-Man. And I just
are
think,
they
like,
a couple?
Yeah, for a long time.
Whoa, I really didn't pay attention to that one.
I actually like love them together for some
really?
Reason. I don't know why.
You and I have such different taste in like our cares as far as that works.
I don't like I don't care about them actually.
I saw
all.
A poster in your room. I saw a picture in your room of them together.
Can I tell you something? There's quite honestly no one in pop culture that I care about. They're Kate Moss.
I just looked at a picture of Kate Moss right over her head. Ma'am.
But can I
tell you? No, but it actually is true.
I don't care what she's doing in her personal life. Well, she's kind of a hot mess, though. I kind of do. But like,
no, it's so true, though. But
there's no one that I'm like, I'm going to read that article.
But you always say, because all like, I'm like, did you hear about I love shit like this, you guys. I just love it. It's so fun to me. I love reality TV. I love movies.
Yeah,
I love TV shows. I love pop culture. But I'll say things to you, and you'll be like, Justin, I could care less. But you're like, but I do like that you care. Like, I fill you in on these things.
Yeah, it keeps me
so it's
up
funny
to
me because I was telling Kristen, like, I'm like, let's talk about some like pop culture things.
This is what I picked
yeah,
up.
Like what you pick out is like, you're doing like a book report. Like, you're like really like breaking it down. I'm like, okay, girl, like that's not that juicy.
I just want to call out all the bullshit.
Yeah, you're
like, what?
You're like mad at People Magazine and Us Weekly right now. I'm like, I'm just trying to have a little fun here. This is getting weird.
I can't do it. Okay, let's talk about, okay, this will be our last one. This is a hot topic right now. And I'm not just, you have to remove me knowing him from this conversation. Okay, Morgan Wallen.
Oh, okay. Love this. Yeah.
Here's
be
also my, well, I've got two issues with it. And the first one, and this goes with what I've been saying the whole time, is how everyone, the press spun it that he's, you know, so pissed off because his ex-girlfriend or ex-fiance got married. It's like, that has nothing to do with it. Literally nothing to do with it. But that makes it a bigger story and makes people go, oh my God.
No, that also gives people a chance to make an excuse for it. You know what's so crazy is I just lightly touched this topic. I love country music. I think Morgan Wallen is like one of the best country music singers of all times. I love his songs, whatever. The other day on Instagram, I just lightly touched on it, right? I was just like, Morgan Wallen threw a chair off the top of a building. Like, that is crazy. That's absurd. That is so wrong.
Could have killed somebody.
The amount of people DMing me about it, being like, leave Morgan alone. What do you know about Morgan? He was having a bad night. He was freaking out about his ex. I'm like, you guys, we don't have to love someone so much that we make excuses for them throwing a chair off the top
could
of a building.
Killed somebody.
Yeah, and it's like in. So go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Okay, but here's the other thing. It is insane how his fans have defended him. I saw something on TikTok of a guy. This is disgusting. Going, oh, we can't be mad at Morgan. I mean, we've all wanted to throw a chair at a woman before, and I was like, oh my fucking God, the fact that that's where we're at, that's how you're defending his behavior. Also,
where do you think it comes from then? Why do you think these people defend that so hard? If it was anyone else, if
If Taylor Swift threw a chair off the top, if Carrie Underwood threw a chair off the top of the building, we'd be like, the bitch needs to be locked up. She's crazy.
I know.
Because, like, well, first of all, women can't do anything like that because women need to be perfect. But, like, I don't get why people were coming to his defense. And again, anyone listening, if you love Morgan, I love him too. I listen to his music all the time. For me, it's like the guy needs help. Yeah. And for me, I also think this is a person who is taking his fame as way too much of a protection, thinking that you're untouchable.
Invincible.
And that's invincible. And that's a very scary place to be, because that is when you start to get into serious trouble. Someone in his world needs to say, Morgan, we're done. We're wrapping this up. We're not doing tour. You need to get better. Like, this is crazy stuff. And again, if you are rolling your eyes and you think this is stupid, imagine if it hit someone that you knew down on the street. Like, that's a chair, a metal chair thrown off the top of a building. But the way that people were defending it, it's crazy.
I mean, I understand, like, he has the most loyal fan base. His fan base is incredible. But, like,
I could go so deep on this, and I don't want to necessarily, but I think that people see him as a representation of a type of person that doesn't get a lot of representation in this country anymore, and they want to back him no matter what. And that kind of makes sense to me. I understand in a weird way.
Yeah.
So they want to defend him so bad, but it's also okay to love Morgan so much, but to also be like, that's fucking wrong.
Right.
And we can't start to act like that's normal for a celebrity that we like to throw a chair off the top of a building.
I also think for musicians specifically, especially because people feel so connected to them because music gets them through hard times, you know, through breakups, like whatever. And so if the words that he's singing really resonate with you and you feel like passionate about him, it does make you like want to fight till the death for him or any musician.
Yeah.
For that
and that matter. Makes sense to all of us. But I think that, like, as far as the chair goes, I'm like, that's really, really bad. It was so weird because the other night this woman wrote me like a paragraph being like, Justin, I love everything that you say on social media. You're always so, she's like, but you talking about Morgan Wallen, and then wrote this whole thing. You have no idea what he's going through.
Oh,
like,
you do?
Yeah. And I was like, and you do?
You have
and,
no
and
idea.
Also, by the way, I all I said was like, that's kind of crazy that somebody threw a chair off the top of the building. Like, we should all recognize that that is not good behavior.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's so many people out there who say things like, we shouldn't idolize celebrities. And I agree. We
I
should never,
too.
Because celebrities, they're fucking.
They're not.
By
that
the way, you hang out with most of them, you wouldn't idolize
them,
right?
Yeah, it's so true.
So from afar, you're like, none of us should idolize celebrities. But in this case, people idolize Morgan in a really weird way. So those same people who are always saying, like, I don't want to idolize Hollywood or like Hollywood's disgusting, but you'll do it for Morgan Wallen. Like, he's not in a good place.
Well, and the other thing is too, when that first happened, everyone was saying it was after the CMTs. I'm like, the CMTs weren't even in Nashville.
They were in Austin.
That's what, but like, that's my thing is like, there is zero fact checking. There's people have no clue what they're talking about and they just write shit and say whatever. And then it just keeps going and going and going. CMT, he wasn't at the CMTs. They weren't in fucking Nashville. It had nothing to do with his ex-girlfriend. Like, people just like, let it go. Also, he's going through a hard time. You don't know what the fuck he's going through. Nobody does.
Also, the little bit that, no, I don't think that that was what was going through his mind. I think he was showing off.
So, anyways, can you tell that I hate fucking celebrity gossip? But we'll do it again.
I love talking about it. I think it's so fun to get like the perspective, like your perspective, but. And also the way that people just spin this stuff. It's like, it's so weird.
That's the part that just...
And just remember when you're scrolling all this stuff, like on TikTok or Instagram, like these people are trying to get people activated in the comments or like to draw people in. So I get it. It'll never go away. A lot of these accounts on TikTok and Instagram, they're like the National Enquirer
100%.
Now. They're literally saying things to get people like worked up or whatever.
Yeah. And I also don't like when like other podcast people and stuff talk about this stuff just to try to get views and do like I also think that's gross too, everyone trying to like jump on whatever
one
it is.
Topic there was this one account, these two girls,
I'm not gonna say it
because they probably would want it, but a month before, these people had sent me a clip where they were talking about you and I was like, ew, I hate these girls, whatever.
Who are these girls? Say it.
Nasty. I'll show it to you later. They're like,
no, I'll
the biggest dorks in the world. Ooh. These two sisters, they're like these two girls. They're dorks, right? But they like talk about celebrities in like the dorkiest way ever. Makes me so angry. But the way that they talked about Kate Middleton was so gross. Like Kate wasn't even a human and making all these conspiracy theories about her. And I literally think these girls and another account spread so much of this craziness in America. Everyone was talking about it. And then it turns out that Kate has cancer.
Yeah, how like I hope you feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah. It's like, have we not learned from like whatever.
That's why you can never assume shit. Also, who the fuck are all of these people thinking that their opinion matters?
Because they get attention for it right now. Yeah. So with what we're doing here, we
this
want
is different.
To, yeah, we're different.
We're debunking shit.
We want to come on and say how stupid it is that people use
also,
this
fuck
stuff.
Fuck off. I've been in the entertainment world for 20 years. I can have an opinion finally. Come for me. Fuck all of
you. Oh my God.
Actually, it's the people on social media. Not you guys. You guys are my loyal listeners. What else? Well, this was fun doing celebrity gossip.
Did it make you uncomfortable?
No, I'm fine. I think I was uncomfortable looking at the Daily Mail. I was like, I can't even believe I'm like typing in the Daily Mail in my
Do you have a puka shell on? Yeah. You're wearing a puka shell necklace. That's cute. Like a little flashback to eighth grade. Is that Uncommon James?
Yeah, you did.
That's adorable. Could I have one for summer?
No.
Do you know how many things of yours that I've asked for me to wear? And you're like, yeah, I can totally get it like in a guy's size. I've never gotten a piece of Uncommon James. But also like skincare. Like I'm a huge skin person. She'll never give me anything.
That is nothing.
Yeah, it's so true. I order all of her candles online full price, by the way.
I'll give you whatever you want right now.
I want a puka shell. Well,
see if this fits you.
No. I don't need that one off your neck. Give me your shirt, too. But I want a puka shell this summer.
I'll
That'd
get
be
you
so
a puka
cute.
It would be cute on you. I'm going to have, this won't fit you, so I'm going to have to get you a custom one.
Oh, yeah, when I'm like shredded this summer.
Oh, maybe it will fit you.
And like fake tan. Cute.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to give you skincare and candles right now. And you guys can also get that at uncommonjames.com.
Ooh, look at that plug.
I love you guys. We'll see you next week.